Hi everyone. Happy Tuesday. So I'm recording this a day late. And you know what? I have decided I'm just going to do one every week and it's going to be like a surprise when it drops. How's that? Yeah, that's cool, right? I just like to keep it interesting in our life. You know how it goes. We don't want it to be predictable and stale. And also, I'm never on time for anything. So let's just make it like a surprise. Isn't that sound awesome? Okay, so welcome to episode 7, Sexcapades. Okay, so, and we're going to call it, let's call it Sexcapades and Sexperiences, okay? Because today is going to be including 3 fabulous, true life stories from your girlfriend Tess, about the more risque type of adventures and sex that I have had in my long 30 years. Okay, so the first one, you guys, look at us. I am really trusting you with this because obviously these are very personal things to me, and you and I, we obviously are on this, you know, we're still fairly new in our relationship and we're on this boat. We're going to rock it a little bit, right? We're just going to see how far we can push the limits of our relationship, and hopefully I can trust you guys with this because I hope you're not going to judge me because it's, you know, okay. Okay. So first we're going to talk about, anal beads. Okay. So a little background here. There was this guy, Adam, and, that's his actual name. Because I don't think he'll ever listen to this. And if you do, Adam, well, yeah, whatever, fuck it. You're a skank. I'm just kidding. But for real, like he did cheat on me and he fucking sucks. But anyways, okay. So he was like this really cool, like older guy when I had moved to Southern California. I'm from Northern California, the Valley. I'm not really from the North. I'm like for the Valley. And I moved to Southern California, to do, a college program at Disneyland. And, it was like in the time of like MySpace, and I updated my location and, this guy like added me, and I think we talked about him before, right? So if we did talk about him before, then you know who we're talking about, Adam. Okay. So this guy, we did. We talked about him. I know we did. He's the one that went to San Diego, and he had just graduated, and he was going to law school in over here in Sacramento, and I thought, like, okay, this guy is so hot. Like, he's hella smart. I love smarts. I don't know what it is about people that are smart. Like, especially if you're smarter than me, like, I feel like I want to learn from you and you're just like sexy and yeah. And most people are stupid. I'm totally kidding. But especially guys my age, you know, they just don't have as much experience. I love older guys because older guys will, you know, really be into, like, I'm into so much, old music and oldies and classical music and old jazz and old film and TVs and, you know, guys my age just don't really, they don't know any of that stuff. It's stuff that their grandparents would know or their parents. But when someone is smarter than me and more experienced than me, like, there's something that just draws me into them. And you probably, if you're a guy or a girl, you know what I'm talking about, because you just want to know about them. They've had to live this, you know, life. And he wasn't that much older, but a little bit older, but very experienced, very smart, and very fucking funny. Oh my God. So fucking funny. Right. he's worse than I had my first anal experience with, which we have talked about. Okay. So after my first anal experience, I had come, I was done in Southern California. I moved back with my, dad into the Valley and my stepmom, and, Adam had like me make videos for him. Right. Cause we were living obviously separately and fairly far apart, of, you know, doing butt stuff. Right. So I got this like little, like butt plug, and I got these anal beads and whatever. So I was experimenting with these anal beads, right? These pink anal beads. Okay. Well, so if you don't know what anal beads are, okay, it's anal beads, right? It's like, they're on like a little thing. There are small ones right there. And like, they went up into my butt, and I got nervous because the little ring, you know, was just, it was like the only thing, and I was afraid it was going to disappear in there and into my intestines or something. I got scared. And so I clenched up my butt hella tight and sucked it in, and I panicked. And so I went to the bathroom and I like tried to shit them out. And it literally, you have to like shit them out. Okay. Like, it's so gross. I know you guys, are we going to break up after this? I know. Okay. So they come out into the toilet, right? And I was like, fuck that. That's scary. I'm not putting that shit in my ass again, right? So I like flushed them. I thought I flushed them at least, but they're like heavy kind of. So they sat like at the bottom. And my stepmom must have like went in there and fished them out. And she's like, brings it to me. She's like, hey, you dropped your bracelet in the toilet. And I think a part of my soul kind of died. And just by the way, I was like teaching like a Sunday school, like for children's church with them at the time. God, I am a really horrible person. I'm bad. Okay. Like I'm pretty sure like Jesus just disowned me at that point. So I retrieved my anal beads and disposed of them properly, from my stepmom's hand. I hope she washed them. I'm assuming since she found it in the toilet that she did. So if you guys are going to shit anal beads out into the toilet, moral of the story, make sure that they are, that you take them out and throw them in the garbage, because your stepmom, might find them. So, yeah, fairly embarrassing. I would say that's a little bit on the more, the more dirty side of things. I don't even know if it would be like, I mean, I've probably done a lot worse, but it was probably one of the most embarrassing things. That's for sure. Okay. So this next thing is like the man's dream, right? Maybe a woman's too. We all want to experience the threesome. And men especially, you know, you want like two girls on your dick. You want those two on one. Well, it happened to me, and I'm not the man, right? Yeah, you know, I kind of sound like a man right now because of all the smoke in the air, and it's so nasty right now in California. But okay, so there's this girl, and we had been friends for a while, and honestly, we're not friends anymore because she's such a fucking skank. And being a skank is totally fine, but like being like a backstabbing bitch is like a whole other, it's like a whole other ball game. Like, I'm totally cool with you being a slut. I'm totally cool with you being a hoe. Like, I'm, hey, yeah, whatever. That's great. But when you're just like, you know what I mean? Sorry, we're not going to get ranting about that. Anyways, so this girl, she was living with her boyfriend, and I go to her house, and I was actually, like Adam, I found out it was kind of like cheating on me. I kind of like broke up with him, I guess, but then we started talking again because I'm a fucking sucker. And, but like in a way, I kind of wanted revenge. You know what I mean? Like in a way, I kind of was like hella mad at him. So I just didn't trust him anymore. And I was just like always kind of looking for something else, but he was just like there. Right. So I kind of had a boyfriend, but he was not my boyfriend, all right? He was not my official boyfriend. Anyway, we're at her house, and her boyfriend, who I have known for a while, he was always, like, obsessed with my boobs, or whatever, but it wasn't, he's a guy. Guys just like boobs. It's not a big deal, you know? And this other girl, my friend at the time, she didn't really have any, and I think that maybe she was a little bit jealous, but like there was really no reason to be, like, it's not a big deal. Anyways, we go swimming, we hang out, we're having a little day, and like we're back in their little house, and like I kind of fall asleep on this like chair, and they start like touching my breasts like while I'm in this chair, and it started to like turn me on, and like one thing led to the other, and before you know it, her and I, like, I'm on top of her and like making out with her, and I'm taking off her shorts and filling up, you know, filling up her titties, filling up her pussy, and like just really enjoying it. And like as we're doing that, then her boyfriend was watching the whole time, and then obviously he starts to like whip out his dick, and he starts to like you know, like be touching me and her, and then they kind of start going at it, and like while they're like making out and she's like rubbing up on him and stuff, like he puts his hand on my vagina, and he finger fucks me and rubs my clit. This is the like first time ever. I don't know if it's because I was like the pre-gaming of it. It was just like kind of the, you know, you're doing what you shouldn't be doing type of thing. And you're, it just turns you on. You're incredibly horny. But I had an amazing orgasm, and he has like fat fingers too. But I had an orgasm. There, she's riding his dick. He's finger fucking me, and like, I just had one of the most amazing orgasms, and that was like one of the first. One of the first. It was the first. It was the first, and it was the only time that I was ever part of a threesome. Of course, I don't know if I necessarily would do it again. She was like weird after that. Like I was didn't really care. But I think, like I said, she was already kind of in a weird jealous mode, and I think he was already kind of cheating on her, not with me, obviously, with somebody else. And I think she just kind of was insecure about the whole thing. Maybe that's why she did the threesome to begin with, because she just wanted to please him. So I would say, let's just talk about tips for a second. I would say if you are gonna have a threesome, if you are a female, make sure it is with someone that you know, but make sure that they're totally okay. Maybe that person is not their boyfriend. Maybe you guys are just all friends or acquaintances, or that, you know, they're totally not, and you don't get any insecure vibes from them, because I think it could really ruin their relationship, and it could ruin like your relationship, especially if you're close friends. But like if it's just like a friend that you know don't really give a shit about and don't care about losing, then handle it, right? Okay. So yeah. I mean, threesome, anal beads. Okay. So I think the next craziest is getting is getting a little bit throat fucked or face fucked. We'll call this one fraternity face fuck, because that's what happened. But before we do that, before we there's a background story, okay? And before we learn the backup story, and before we learn about all of that stuff, let's talk about sexy science, because science is sexy. Okay, so I did a little digging just to see like how many partners, like sexual partners, is like a good healthy number. In the US, we tend to rank it around that seven, that seven-ish. In Europe, they rank it like the ideal number more at like the tens. But I was looking at this, okay. So when you are in your adolescent years, right, having the less amount of partners is obviously more ideal because of how people perceive you and the social stigma of obviously having a lot of partners, like, you know, that you're kind of a skank or you're a player, you can't hold down a relationship and people aren't trusting you. Because they don't want to be part of just another number of yours, right? However, as you get older and you reach that 20 something, it starts to become more weird if you haven't had any sexual experiences. And people perceive people that have had sexual experiences versus like a virgin to be more attractive, especially even if they themselves are a virgin. Non-virgins them are more attractive because they want someone that has some kind of experience, especially when they don't, and they're gonna go into, you know, learning about sex or having sex eventually. They want to be with someone that kind of knows what they're quote unquote doing. But overall, we want to be with someone that has a less amount of sexual history, which is kind of, I mean, I'm over here telling you kind of the more dirty parts of myself here and putting it all on the table. So maybe I'm just gonna be a little less attractive because of that. And I'm totally fine with that. Totally fine with that. Yeah, if you want to become or be perceived as more attractive, kind of be more with the lean more to the less numbers. Don't say that you're a virgin, but maybe not, especially if you've had like 10 or over 10. Just, you know, maybe not say those numbers if you're trying to get a boyfriend or girlfriend, okay? There is perks, guys. I listen, obviously, having you want to have safe sex, right? And having more sex, more partners is totally fine. Just make sure that you're protecting yourself, both mentally and physically. But having more sex, does make you a happier, healthier person. It raises your libido, it lowers your blood pressure. You have a longer, healthier life. When you do have relationships, you're in a longer, healthier relationships, because you realize that sex is important, and it is. So when you're finally in your committed relationship, you look at sex as an important aspect of your relationship, and it is one of the most important. So it keeps you happier in your relationships, keeps you healthier, living longer. So still go have sex, still do it, but make sure that you're just doing it with the right people. And I know I'm kind of like I'm talking about all the like the crazier things that I have done and the not so proud moments of myself, but it's just so that you know me, right? Like, I mean, we're not perfect, okay? But from my experience, I have learned the best sex definitely comes when you are in a relationship with someone, like a committed relationship, and you can trust them. And if you trust someone, you could do all kinds of dirty stuff and be totally okay with it. So if you have some freaks out there that like to get into the dirty stuff, get into a committed relationship with someone that you can trust and that isn't going to judge you on the things that you like to do. Okay, with that all being said, let's get into the story here. Fraternity Facebook. Okay, so this has a background story too. Let's go back into 2008. All right, I am 18 years old. I am kind of a good girl, I guess. I mean, I had like, you know, I smoked cigarettes here and there because I thought it was like cool. But and I took a couple hits of weed before, but I've, you know, maybe a drink here and there. But I always was, you know, really into Jesus and school and church. And yes, you could be into both, okay? So don't even give me your shit. So I was like kind of a goody girl. And I didn't know anything about drugs, okay? I go to my cousin's in Fresno, which is like pretty freaking ghetto, right? And I love Fresno. I basically was like raised there in my summer times, like every single summer since I could remember, with my cousin. And so we're there and we're hanging out with her friends, and they're like, "Hey, like, let's fizz." And she's like, "Hey, you want to roll with us tonight, cousin?" And I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." I didn't know what that meant. I thought fizz was like, it was like, you know, like the thizzle dance. It's like, over here we have the hyphy movement. The hyphy movement was a big thing at that time. And for you kids that don't know what the hyphy movement is, okay, just look it up, right? So I thought, like, okay, is it like a dance? Like, okay, let's do it. So we get into my car and she's like, "Hey, we're gonna have whoever drive because, you know, you don't need to be driving if you're gonna be fizzing." And I was like, "Okay, cool." So we go to this gas station and we pick up this like really pick up this really kind of scruffy looking man, and we go to the gas station and I sit in the car and she goes in with her other friend and they buy us some orange juices and that guy goes with them, and then they come out and she's like passing out the orange juices and she's like, "Hey, all right, just drink it and, you know, chill or whatever." And I thought it was really weird that they were like getting orange juice of all the drink, like not even a soda. I was like, okay, like, okay, thanks, you know, thanks for this Donald Duck orange juice, whatever. But I felt like maybe, I mean, Fresno is a really big, you know, like there's a lot of freaking like groves and food grown there. I thought like maybe they grow the oranges here and the local kids just really want to support a local business or something. I don't know. That's what my mind thought because that's the kind of person that I am, okay? So I drink this stuff and everybody's just chilling. About like half an hour goes by and I felt it. I fucking felt my pupil dilate. I felt it. And I grab my mirror out of, and my hands are shaking. And I grab my mirror out of my bag and I look at my face. It was like one and then the other one. And I felt like I was turning into the Hulk. And I closed my mirror and I put it down and I was breathing heavily. And I was like, she's like, "Hey, Terry Beth," that's what they call me. "Hey, you need to calm down. Just calm down. You're all right." And I was like, did you give me drugs?" And she was like all defensive, like, "Hey, you said you wanted to roll with us. You wanted this." I was like, "What does that mean?" And she's like, "Ecstasy." So I'm panicking. I'm like, "I'm on drugs. Oh my God, I'm on drugs. I'm on drugs. Oh my God." I was so scared, right? I was so scared. We pulled up to this like party and we get out and I just kind of like fall out of the car and I couldn't get my legs to work for a second. And somehow I ended up barefoot. It was a whole thing. Okay. I ended up loving it and I was high for a really long time and I ended up trying it again. Trying it again, knowing what I was doing. And then this time, we go to a frat party. So this is my second time. So that was my first experience. Accidentally doing drugs, liking it, and then doing it again, and then going to a frat party at Fresno State. And there was this guy, honestly, I don't even remember his name. I know that he was the treasurer. This is what I remember of him. So guy in 2008, I don't even remember what frat it was. Like, it's whatever. It was like this big old house. It was so dirty. But he was like the treasurer of the fraternity, and he was like a junior. And he was go oh and his major was accounting. I mean, I remember he was I remember this. I do not remember this man's name, not for the life of me, okay? And so we go to his bunk in his dorm. His freaking roommate is still on the top, right? This guy is like, you know, trying to like get at me, and I'm just like, "Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm like really, really high, and I just want to have sex with you. Like, I don't care. Like, it's fine." And in my head, I'm thinking, like, "God, you're such a fucking slut." But my body's like, "Yeah, so what?" So it's a really nice feeling. for the time being, because you just don't give any fucks, even though your brain is like trying to tell you to give fucks. Your body's like, we don't really care. So this guy takes out his dick and face fucks me, like super deep throat. He had like a smallish dick, so don't worry, I was fine, I could breathe. And plus, like, your girl could take it, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so this whole time there was someone playing video games. Like, I remember it was like playing a basketball video game, and because I was so high, I was trying to not watch him play the video game while I had this man's dick in my mouth. Okay, like he's like face, like he's straddling my face on top of me. We're on the bottom bunk, so he's like leaned over kind of weird. I think like sweat like fell on me. It was so gross. It was so gross. There is a boy on top of like on top the top bunk. I think like he's having sex with his girlfriend. I don't even know. So there's just like so much shit happening at this time. And yeah, so I got like cum all down my throat. When he pulled it out, a little bit dribbled onto my black dress. And I walked downstairs, and yeah, there was like literally like dried up jizz on my dress for the rest of the night. And you know who gave zero fucks? Your girl gave zero fucks. And the next day is when I had a realization of, I don't think I can do drugs anymore because I don't make the best choices while doing drugs. And so that was the end of it. And would I recommend ecstasy? I for sure fucking would. I definitely would. It feels amazing. But maybe just with people that you know or someone that you actually want to have sex with, because it can get pretty dirty, and you can get fraternity face fucked, like I did, and be a little bit traumatized by your own fucking choices. And this is nothing against you guy, whatever your name happened to be. I know that I was just doing slutty stuff, and I definitely asked for your dick. Like, I literally just was like, I just want your dick. And drugs, okay? Drugs will do that to you, kids. So just watch out, okay? Of course, you guys, I am now 30 years old. I'm a very sophisticated, well put together woman at this point, okay? My skank days are so far behind me. Even though, like, I still really like dick. Okay, look at this. All right, this is a little tip from my girlfriend Tess. Okay. Why did I sing that? I don't know. All right. We just leave me alone. Okay. So, you can like sex. You can love sex like I do. You can love the dick in your mouth. You can love it up your butthole, like whatever. And just because I do, it doesn't mean that I'm going to have or want to have sex with, you know, anyone, because I think sometimes, especially men sometimes get that twisted. Yes, women, we are allowed to like and love sex. And you know what? Many of us actually do. Many of us are closeted freaks, kind of like me, where I'm like, I love Jesus and I will pray for you and, you know, do all that. I'm like freaking great ass mom. But also, yeah, I love doing freaky shit with a penis in my mouth, okay? Like, whatever. It's totally fine. We are sexual beings and we could be that. It doesn't take away from my intelligence. It doesn't take away from my integrity. It doesn't take away from my ability to make the decisions unless I'm on ecstasy. But you can have and want and love sex, and that doesn't mean that girls want to have it with you. So, and that goes for girls too. Like guys could love sex, and many of them are pretty open about it. But that doesn't mean that they want to have sex with you. I know that's more on the rare case. Usually it's the other way around, but just know, women, you know, that love sex are still women worthy of respect and still women that, you know how to function in society. And, you know, it can't just be for guys. You know, if it was just for guys, then y'all would be porking each other, and hey, that's fine too if that's what you're into. But if you want some of that pussy, you have to respect and you have to know that women can and do love sex. And that, you know, it's totally okay to find that inner animal in yourself and connect with it. It's taken me a long time to come to terms with all of the bad shit that I have done. I have done, like, you guys, that's just like some of the shady shit that I've done. And maybe we'll talk about more of it. But, and some of the embarrassing things that's happened to me, and there's more. But, you know, it's still, I still love sex. I'm still thankful, for my body, and I'm still love it. I still love connecting, that way with an individual, and it's just, or with myself even. Those are, having sex doesn't make you a bad person, and that doesn't mean you, that you don't, you know, you can't go to church, or that you don't love Jesus, or, you know, you can't pray for someone. I've gotten definitely away from, like, the religious stigmas that were attached to being a spiritual person, because I'm a very spiritual person. But, you know, it was like, I could only have one or the other. I couldn't have both. And you are a complex being. You aren't just one or the other. And if you try to only be one and starve the other side, then you're just going to lose yourself. So men and women, you guys are complex. You guys are filled with lots of stories of your own, lots of experiences of your own. It doesn't make you a bad or a good person. What your experiences have been as a human on this earth, it just adds to your intellectual value, and it guides your purpose. Okay, so it's okay. Just be cool with what you've done. You could talk to me about it. If you want to talk to me about it, I'll leave my ways to contact me in this description box for this episode. But now you know a little bit about me, so maybe you'll feel more comfortable talking to me about some of the shit that you've done. Because guys, I've done some skank shit. I've done some hoe shit. Okay, I have. Am I proud of it? I wouldn't say I'm proud of it, but I'm definitely. I'm not trying to hide it anymore, and I definitely don't let it just define who I am, and I don't try to block it out. It's just part of my experiences that have created me, and I'm cool with it. So yeah, so a little love note from your girlfriend. Love your past, and accept your past. And look forward to your future, because, you know, just appreciate the things and love the things that you have been in and what you have done through your life, whether you're still there or you're not. And just know that it needs to be valued for what it is, because it is creating the person that you ultimately want to be. Okay. So we just went from face fucking and anal beads to, like, really deep. So see what I'm talking about? Complex, right? Complex. Okay. So, that's it. Yeah. Your girl's a freak. Okay. Whatever. And I'm cool with it. So yeah, if you need me to pray for you, or you need me to, listen to you, talk about all your sexperiences, like, I'm your girl, right? This has been your girlfriend, Tess. I will talk to you guys sometime next week.